Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements with black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we rise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Holler at your head, man. Yeah.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the second heart, the second march. And the punk police can't fake the American. We can have peace, some safety. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm begun. Get up, cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better take strap. Black, and expect no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over the whole school. Until
the control press, the white press, inflames the white public against Negroes. The police are able to use it to paint the Negro community as a criminal element. The police are able to use the press to make the white public think that 90% or 99% of the Negroes in the Negro community are criminals. And once the white public is convinced that most of the Negro community is a criminal element, then this automatically paves the way for the police to move into the Negro community, exercising Gestapo tactics, stopping any black man who is in on the sidewalk, whether he is guilty or whether he is innocent, whether he is well-dressed or whether he is poorly dressed, whether he is educated or whether he is dumb, whether he's a Christian or whether he's a Muslim. As long as he is black and a member of the Negro community, the white public thinks that the white policeman is justified in going in there and trampling on that man's civil rights and on that man's human rights. Once the police have convinced the white public that the so-called Negro community is a criminal element, they can go in and question, brutalize, murder unarmed, innocent Negroes, and the white public is gullible enough to back them up. This makes the Negro community a police state. This makes the Negro neighborhood a police state. It's the most heavily patrolled. It has more police in it than any other neighborhood, yet it has more crime in it than any other neighborhood. How can you have more cops and more crime? Why? It shows you that the cops must be in cahoots with the criminals.
In world news today, officials decree that rapper Brad Jordan, alias Scarface, must be stopped. After being monitored by Secret Service agents for 2 years, evidence leads tobacco and firearms officials to believe that his literally dope lyrics promote drug usage and distribution, degrade women, influence gambling, promote and teach violence, and more importantly, it's influencing our minors and destroying our communities. Officials say he's the lord of underground rap. Him and his music must be stopped.
We got this whole motherfucker on the mission. Now the whole entire world has gotta try to come up with a quick decision. They claim we threats to society, and now they're calling on the government to try to make somebody quiet for the bullshit they done to me. Gangsta Nip Spice warned that Tupac never gave a gun to me. So gangsta rap ain't done shit for that. I've even seen white folks from River Oaks go get to get. So why you trying to kick them dust up? America's always been known for blaming the niggas, but they fucked us. And we were always considered evil. Now they're trying to bust our only code of communicating with our people. Let's beat the game from a different angle. Matt Dillon pulled his pistol every time him when someone tangled. So why you criticize me for the shit that you see on your TV? That's freaks worse than TG. Just bring your ass to where they got me, so you can feel the hand of the dead body.
Nigga, don't believe that song. That nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long. Nigga, don't believe that song. That nigga's wrong.
So now they trying separation and sending black folks in white coats to infiltrate our congregation, tapping into our conversation, taking the message that they get, bring forth wrong premeditation. So David's got a silver mask while listening to Brad. David gets pissed and killed his dad. David Duke's got a shotgun. So why you get upset? Cause I got one. A chest hit, a task hit. A nigga got his ass kicked, shot in the face by a cop, close casket. An open and shut situation. Cop gets got, they wanna blame it on my occupation. If you don't dig me, then nigga, you can sue me. Cause the shit that I be saying ain't worse than a Western movie. Don't blame me, blame your man, got it. So you can feel the hand of the dead body.
Nigga, don't believe that song. That nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long.
mind before I free my nine and stop fucking with Detroit up top. I feel my hot rocks like bang, boom, boom, ping, ping. I'm the black, white boy, got a magazine and don't know how to act. I attack and make you vomit. Down with Khaled, I do my homage. Do we got a brother? I'm McNair. I'm the illest. One that killed this house, nigga Don Cornelius. Can you feel this? You punk niggas make me sick. Sucking on the devil's dick, scared of revolution. Need to start douching. Houston is the place. I caught a case. The motherfuckers tried to put a scar on my face. But I bust two times to the guts. Through the Reverend Calvin bust. Got a pair of nuts. I started this gangster shit in 86. Now you're dissing me for publicity. Isn't he a hoe to the third degree? Who me? I'm a G that like to scrap a lot. Down with rap a lot. And I can't stop, won't stop. So fuck Bill and Hillary. Ice Cube, it ain't no killing me. Ice Cube, Scarface, dropping it on me. Sell out ass niggas. Like.
Nigga don't believe that song, that nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long. Nigga don't believe that song, that nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long.
American imperialism everywhere is in serious trouble. As a matter of fact, everyone knows what George Bush knows. The United Nations is the best that the American dollar can buy. Just like all America's friends, look around the world. All Americans' friends are the best the American dollar can buy. When the American dollar falls, America will have nothing but enemies. Nothing but enemies. Indeed, the FBI, one of its secrets armed with this unlimited budget. It could bribe people, pay informers. Oh, they could do everything with money. But money cannot buy conscious men. Money cannot even come near conscious women. My grandmother used to tell me a long time ago, she said, son, if you have a friend and you try to buy him, you have an enemy. Everyone knows you can't buy friends, you can only buy enemies. Bush doesn't seem to know this. He thinks the one he buys, they really like him. He thinks like a slave master believes that all her cotton-picking, grinning from anti-air slaves really, really love her and will die for her. None of them would burn her plantation. Some of us are crazy. We do burn. Bush is in serious trouble. The American capitalist system is in serious trouble. And the FBI shows this contradiction most of all. Look and you will see. Even CIA agents now have to quit the CIA and come before the people and tell the truth about the CIA. Look everywhere, you will see it. When in 1966 we sent the CIA overthrew Nkrumah, we had no facts. People said, oh, you know, they're always saying something, but today nobody can say that. Even Stockwell in his book gives the proofs, names the agents who were instrumental in overthrowing Kwame Nkrumah. The CIA has a history throughout the world that is hated by people. Hated everywhere, and it's righteous hatred. The people in America must understand what their responsibility is. The government, which speaks in their name, creates hatred for them all over the world. You think that Bush thinks he has a victory in Baghdad? It's nothing but a failure. Throughout the world, the hatred for America is astonishing. I live in Africa.
Here we are. Yeah. This one right here is for the people.
Bye. are the smartest dummies. Can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon. And can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth. Cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo. Cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages. On TV, the picture is. Savages in the villages. And the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand. All of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I took all the gold and took all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flatted, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Galas teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich gets fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive? Against all odds now.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it. No matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson. Watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw soul over your shoulders. Make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms. Felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience. Yeah.
Black power, black power, black power, black power, black nation. Live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. 718-664-6398, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We are live right now on the air today, day 491. We are moving into the 500 episode mark of this broadcast, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, and all of our great comrades who demonstrated such bravery, resilience, and discipline. As we had our on-the-ground people's investigation, boots on the ground for Comrade Ozone, we are fresh off of the heels of that battle work, that on-the-ground work. We give a shout-out to all of our comrades, all of the comrades in the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense who sent money and who sent praise and who checked on the comrades. We give you a Black Power salute. You're live here tonight with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katib Sadiq. We see we have many of the great comrades on the line here tonight listening. We see you on the line, Black Power comrades. I see we got, looks like, is that Brother Emmanuel on the line? Say Black Power to Brother Emmanuel. We look like we got one of our Deputy National Field Marshals, Brother Jaminski on the line, Black Power. I see we have Brother Laramie on the line. We have many listeners who are listening from right here in the belly of the beast, throughout the hills of North America, and who are listening from all around the world. You are live here tonight with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We are the principle and the standard for what it means to be a militant, for what it means to be a freedom fighter in the hills of North America in modern day right now. And on this broadcast, as many nights before, we want to check the sentiment and check the mind and rip ourselves from the europhilia of the white man and tell our beautiful black nation that we must start every broadcast by giving thanks to our great ancestors and the almighty wise God creator and the balance of those two great powers, the balance of the great power of the queen, great power of the black woman, of the original being of the earth, black woman. Great power to the man, the black king, the king. Great black power, and we give great thanks to the mother and the father and that divine balance of Maya that brings us spirituality, that brings us order. We are a thankful people, thankful for our great warrior ancestors. We are thankful for those who fight amongst us today. We are a thankful people with a great and mighty legacy. And we are the original people of the earth. And for that, we are very grateful. And we use that as fuel and ammunition as we fight for our freedom and our independence. Here on day 491 of this broadcast, as we have made the statement that the apocalypse is now, we must look at the future of our survival, the revolutionary strategy for our freedom and our independence, as was demonstrated by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense over the last few days, from last Wednesday to this Tuesday. That was demonstrated from the travel to the on-the-ground investigation. Right now, as we are broadcasting, the United States government is using a form of counterintelligence to attempt to defame and attempt to paint a picture in a controlled white press that Brother Ozone, Brother Otha Wallace, we call him Brother Ozone, Comrade Ozone, is some crazy black extremist. These are the terminologies that they are using. They have released a edited, revised, watered-down version of the events, the actual events that occurred that night. They have continued to use political terminology that go opposite to the true nature of the brother, our comrade, trying to paint a picture of a man who would do something, you know, out of, you know, just violent act. This is what the white man and the FBI and all of the different, as Kwame Ture talked about, different
aspects of the police state. These are the images and these are the terminologies that they use to try to demonize militancy by calling it black nationalism. When America makes a law, they don't say that it is a white national law or a white city law, but it is. But they don't say that. But when we stand up, we have to be categorized off the bat. So it is the attempt of the government to use Comrade Ozone and many others who have been targeted in our modern-day liberation movement to criminalize being black. And that is what we are seeing. Brother Ozone is being persecuted because he is black. He is being subverted. They're attempting to railroad him. We found out when we arrived in Atlanta that they had him in conditions lower than an animal, in a cell that was full of urine and defecation in the toilet and would spill over if he were to use the toilet. So he was forced to hold his matter as he was in that cell. He was put into a psychiatric ward when he is not insane and nothing is wrong with him mentally or spiritually. In fact, the brother has been a part of great demonstrations that have taken place all over this nation based on the murder and assault, ethnic cleansing and genocide on our people. Brothers like Trayvon Pellerin, who was shot in the back 7, 8, 9, 10 times in the back by the Lafayette Pig Department. Brothers like Brother Ronald Green and brothers like, you know, and even the cold-blooded murder of Breonna Taylor. Brother Ozone was there as well. Brother Stephen Stiles, who was lynched in Douglasville, Georgia. He called for the demonstration that we would be there, and we went there. Sat, met with the brother, built a strong relationship with the brother. There's no better way to build than to be in the battlefield here in the hells of North America. We will talk tonight about our survival, the future of our survival, and what is the future for the survival of our comrades who are kidnapped by this wicked devil and framed and subverted and lied on and kidnapped and held against their will as free black men and free women, freedom for all of the political prisoners of the black nation. We should be able and be willing to do something about this. That is why there are fundraisers that are in the move. Here in the new Black Panther Party, we will direct you to our official fundraiser for the brother online for his legal battle. We will tell you to go to justice4ozone.com and donate to the legal battle of a brother who is a great defender, a humble brother who lives a humble life, is being made to be some monster that he is not. And this has been the attempt of the American government since the institution of the pigs, the slave catchers. And they have used these departments and factions to criminalize being black. It is a crime to be black and a double crime to be black and defend your being black. That is what we're seeing. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. We got to band together, stand up. We understand that court dates will appear. We understand that time will come and the truth is going to come out about all that has been said and all the attempts that the white man is doing and the controlled press to demonize nationalism for black people, militancy for black people is a clear attempt to move in and bring in and cave in, to attempt to have us cave in on every other wicked thing that they have been planning. Wicked things like the vaccine that we played on our program here on our broadcast. We played about what the vaccine is, from the chemical compound to what the COVID-19 is, a chemical biological weapon designed by the American government, public health and international health services, so-called in the Chinese government, who worked along with America to design this COVID-19, release this COVID-19 as a pandemic onto the people of the earth, where it is directly connected, if you look at it, as we explained, it attacks the very nature of the cell, attacking your very genome, your DNA, and it is spread mostly through white people. Well, as we heard from Dr. Aleem, as he talked about the K gene, the Neanderthal gene, and all of these types of things. We understand that then they want to come with the vaccine. When we had already proven that antiviral treatments, antivirals, dietary supplements, and boosting our immunity through natural herbal remedies and traditional African remedies that we have known for decades, if not hundreds of thousands, if not billions of years. We have proved it. We have brought the research, and we have made it clear. We brought many different solutions, boosting our immune system. Now it's the summer solstice, getting in the sun, drinking plenty of water. We talked about the elderberry and the burdock root and all of the things that are necessary to boost our immune system. We talked about the interferon, the alpha-2B, as we continue to give this information. It is of the matter of the future of our survival in this hell. Much of this we've gathered through our tireless research, as well as us, you know, listening to the Your Immunity Project that we play frequently on this broadcast. We will play here tonight as well. Dr. Aleem will be talking about this S-protein, this protein that this comes, and it comes in a form of what he would describe as a prion, where it goes into you like the virus, but it creates another type of virus with the same, if not worse, side effects and symptoms as the original COVID-19 virus. So there is a clear war that is being drawn through the wicked sciences of the enemy to drive a wedge between our people of the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated, because the non-vaccinated who have been boosting their immune systems, who have been taking the vaccine, who have been doing things to keep themselves afloat in this pandemic, wearing the mask and gloves and things of that nature and protecting themselves, are not the ones that have taken the vaccine. Though ones that have taken the vaccine now, has been proven that they have a new issue that goes deeper than the COVID-19 that they are calling a Delta strand, a new strain. And as we said, that would happen based on what was in the vaccine. We said that would happen. So now we have to pay attention. This is a matter of the future of our survival. So we're going to, this clip from the most recent episode of Dr. Abdul-Aleem Muhammad, Your Immunity Project, and we will come back into this broadcast. We say everybody should listen in very closely. There is a clear war, again, being a wedge being drawn between our people, of those who are vaccinated and non-vaccinated. And we got to pay attention, unemotionally, down to earth, at what is being said, because it's heavy, but it is information that we must hear, a matter of our survival. There is a clear wedge, a clear war, open war on the revolutionary, on the freedom fighter. We say to our comrades, don't be out here slipping. Gotta be tight. Gotta be right. Gotta be walking your post. Always in a perfect manner. Always on the alert. Holding your post. Seriously. There is a war that extends on many different aspects, but we're going to play. Dr. Abdul-Aleem Muhammad, join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. Press the number one to go live here tonight. But first, we're going to hear this Your Immunity Project clip, and we'll come back to this broadcast. Black Power Family.
Our foundation, so that we may survive. So now, is our research team on the line?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we hear from them right away, and then I want to come back. I want you, while we're listening to their report, also consider that question, how strong can we make this foundation that we're standing on? Because if we're standing on sand, you know, we're going to be washed away pretty quick. So, is Dr. Nadia and Brother Dawood, are you on the line?
Yes. Yes, this is Dr. Nadia and Brother Dawood is on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. The floor is yours.
Great. So effective today at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are closing out the observational study portion of the clinical trial. We are in the process of ensuring that all the observational study-related activities are appropriately reconciled, recorded, and accurately reported as we conclude this aspect of the study. So on behalf of the clinical trial team, thank you to everyone who participated in the first portion of the trial in some form or fashion, whether you're on call this evening or not, whether you completed the survey or just promoted the trial in your workplace, among your family and friends. We appreciate all of your efforts. With your support, we were able to meet the critical project milestone. We are looking forward to gaining valuable insights from the data collected from the observational survey, and we expect that we will be able to provide a preliminary report of the study findings over the next several weeks. Also, I just wanted to reaffirm, the clinical survey data is accessible only to project researchers and analysts. While a list of study participants may be published to acknowledge individual contributions to the breadth of research, no public reports nor published analysis will connect respondents in a way that their responses can be linked to them. And so at this time, again, I'd like to thank everyone for all of your hard work, your dedication, and your perseverance. And at this moment, we are going to have Brother Dawood provide a report with the breakdown of current enrollment data, and he'll provide us with some information on the next steps relating to what's needed in preparation for archiving and extracting study data for analysis. So Brother Dawood, you have the floor to provide your report as well.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Nadia. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So what we'll report, there are about 219 individuals that completed the self-registration, and we've had a flurry of individuals complete the self-registration within the last week since Dr. Lane mentioned that we'd end this aspect of it today on the 22nd. Of those, we have 84 completed surveys. So we are beyond the number we needed for the observational surveys. We have 84 that are completed. There are an additional 76 that have entered the system but have partial information. So those individuals will reach back out to, and I'll ask them to complete another survey. So some of the issue was along the way were glitches in the software, bugs in the software that was still being worked out on our end. And then in some other cases, it seemed some user issues getting familiar with how to enter the information properly. So we'll reassign those and give them an opportunity to add the remaining information in for those 76 individuals. And then that would bring us up to, I think it's 160 there of completed surveys. So the issues that we were able to identify, we were attempting to capture data and information about the software since we kind of rushed adding this aspect into the software to capture the surveys. The type of issues we saw 8 issues that dealt with login problems where individuals were being locked out of the software, and we had to go in from the admin side to try to add them. And then we saw about 3 issues where the information the individual would put into the survey would duplicate and duplicate in multiple fields. So those are the glitches that we've caught that we're working on now. And like I say, for those 76 individuals that did enter partial information, those will reassign, so if you could, send those back right away, and then we'll have a much greater number of completed surveys for this aspect. So, Dr. Lane, I think that's all that I have to add right now.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That sounds great. Those numbers, you know, like you said, it's past the goal. We already hit the goal. It's almost like we're going to dump this goal. If the people in the pipeline will do what you say and complete the process. So that's excellent. That's fantastic. So what is the benefit for those of you who are new to this and you're just hearing this for the first time? We're going to have a continuing research component. Why do we do that? Well, first of all, you have to understand the foundation of the Your Immunity Project. What Brother Dawood and Dr. Nadia just presented is one leg on which the Your Immunity Project stands. That's the research leg. We have three or four other legs. Now, the first leg that we always talk about is prevention. And that's the beauty of the Paxton China showed, that this kind of preparation is 100% effective in preventing the spread of COVID-19. And that's what flattened the curve in China and Cuba and other countries as well. So prevention is handled by the vaccine. The second leg, of course, is diagnosis. And this is where we really don't have a leg to stand on because, as we have found out over the last year, all of the testing, especially the PCR testing, the nasal swab testing, all of that's bogus. It's phony. It's worthless. And so all COVID-19 diagnoses at this point would have to be called into question. And so we are in the process of evaluating some of the test kits, but whether or not they'll pan out, that's a serious issue. So after prevention and diagnosis, then the other leg that we've been standing on is treatment. And once again, front and center, here comes the vaccine. Because if prevention from COVID-19, just go back and listen to all of the testimonials over the last year. That's where the good news came in. The people who were sick got better, sometimes almost overnight, usually within a couple of days. People back at work. People back into the swing of, and with the Paximmune, we were able to create what we call PAX zones of safety, where people are sharing the interferon, sharing the Paximmune, to be creating safety for themselves, for their family, for their friends, for their neighbors, coworkers, teammates. And then, of course, the other leg is the research, and then the fifth leg is education. And that's why we're on this call tonight, because we update ourselves. We keep ourselves current as well as we can, dizzying amount of information that comes out every day. We might need to have a conference call every day to keep up with the information, but we do the best we can with our weekly call. So prevention, diagnosis, treatment, research, education. Those are the five pillars on which the Europe Unity Project is based. And so that has gotten us this far. Now, to go further, we have to continue to apply those five principles because we have a new threat. The game has changed. It's not just a viral threat anymore. Now we're fighting a protein. And we'll come back to that in a little bit. But before I do that, I just want to touch briefly on the recall. It was a voluntary recall of Paxlovid. Just one lot, not all of it. So check your lot number, which is on the bottom of the bottles. You might need a little flashlight to light it up, but you should be able to see it. And if it's lot number 210402, the recall lot. If it's not that number, then forget about it. Don't even pay attention to what I'm saying. Doesn't involve you. But if you have lot number 210402, then you have to return that. That has been recalled. There's a problem with the pH. So the company has submitted a voluntary recall of their trucks. It's a quality control issue. It's not a safety issue. It's not an efficacy issue. So but it is a quality control issue. So lot number 210402. 402, you are to return that, and it will be replaced. Now, where do you return it? You return it to, write this down, return it to Dr. Aleem. Aleem is spelled A-L-I-M. Return it to Dr. Aleem, 12138 Central Avenue. 12138 Central Avenue, suite number 514. That's suite number 514, Mitchellville, Maryland. Mitchellville, Maryland, 20721. So you're going to return lot number 210402 only. That's the only one that's recalled. You're going to return that to Dr. Aleem, 12138 Central Avenue, suite 514, Mitchellville, Maryland, and the zip code is 20721. Any questions about the recall, please go to the website, draaleem.com. But really, it's just that simple, as I just said. Now, people are asking me, and you want to know, when is the replacement going to take place? And if you had asked me that question yesterday, I would have told you I don't know. But I have a word from the company manager. They are working diligently. They understand the urgency that some of you might be feeling, and they're doing their level best to resupply us. They're talking optimistically 3 to 4 weeks. And we should be able to replace the returned or recalled product. So return to Dr. Aleem, 12138 Central Avenue, Suite 51, Mitchellville, Maryland, 20721. And according to the company manager, they are expecting to be shipping out replacement products in 3 to 4 weeks. And I think that they are optimistic. I hope that they are right. So that's the good news. Where the recall is concerned, but please return the recall lot. Now, I want to shift gears here. What time is it? About 7:20. I want to take 10 minutes or so and sort of read some headlines, maybe with a few comments. I don't have time tonight to go in depth on some of these stories. And I really don't even have a chance to put all of them up on Instagram. I do the best I can. Here's a story from Brazil. The Brazilian military was caught taking a COVID injection on live TV. At the same time, of course, while he's telling the people in Brazil that they should take the vaccine. And then, of course, the article goes on to remind everybody how Dr. Anthony Fauci forgot which arm he got his shot. So the fakery is being revealed. Here's another headline. There's a very real risk, according to certain experts, if the COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines are carry a very real risk of prion disease. Let me read that again. COVID-19 RNA-based are a very real risk of prion disease. Now, what's prion disease? Well, prions are infectious proteins. People don't know proteins can be infectious. Now, that usually is caused by cannibalism. When you feed animals their own species or humans, eat humans, that causes a derangement in proteins, especially in the brain. And it causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, mad cow disease, in other words. Also called laughing sickness, guru is one of the symptoms of people who have a prion brain infection is they start laughing all the time. They start tackling the paranormal. Everything is funny. But that's actually a terminal event when you start seeing that that person not long for this world. So prions are infectious proteins. And so the S protein, the spike protein that is in the mRNA technology that produces the spike protein, all four vaccines have a common denominator. All four vaccines cause the vaccinated person's body to produce the spike protein, and the spike protein is a prion. It's an infectious protein. It's also self-propagating. It's a protein, but it divides and multiplies, and it converts other proteins into prions. Very weird. And it destroys the brain tissue and other tissues throughout the body. Now, the interesting thing about the spike protein, which is a prion, but it's also magnetic. So people are showing magnetic effects after being vaccinated. Now, because the prion is an infectious protein, it's smaller than a virus. Remember, the spike protein is on the virus. I mean, how many of them are there? There may be 24 spikes on every viral particle. I don't know if it's really 24. It's about 24. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something. I didn't actually ever count. But that's how small the spike protein is. You can get about 24 of them on one viral particle. So when a person's body who has been vaccinated starts producing spike protein, you see how they can easily be in the air from the breath. And it's reported, according to Pfizer's document, that even skin contact can pass the prion, the spike protein, from one person to another. And, of course, the spike protein is what causes all of the pathology because it interacts with the ACE2 receptors that are found lining the blood vessels throughout the body, the arteries, the veins, the capillaries, the inside of the heart. Where in the body is there not blood vessels? So that's why recent autopsies have shown when people die from the vaccine, they find the mRNA protein, the spike protein, in every organ, every single organ. It's not true that it just stays in the injection site. So people are beginning to put two and two together, and some people are calling what's going on World War III. So I certainly don't know about that, but I do know that everything about COVID-19 has the word weaponization written all over it. Even on mainstream media, I mean, they were roasting Anthony Fauci and other people in the NIH, they funded the gain of research, the gain of function research that was going on in China. They're trying to blame China, but they paid for it. Maybe China did the work, but they paid for it. So blame them both. They were both involved. So let me find a couple of more headlines here that I think, yeah, here we go. Now the funeral directors around the country are speaking out. And what they're saying is that the only people who are dying from the vaccine. People are not dying from a virus anymore. They're dying because they took the vaccine. Now here's Pfizer and Moderna, COVID-19 injection, hijack your cells' ribosomes and churn out toxic proteins that attack your body. Okay, well, here's an article that I'm looking at that just goes into the details of what I was talking about just a few minutes ago. These injections hijack your cells' ribosomes. Those are the little machines inside your cells that make protein. They're like printers. You put the program in the ribosome, it's going to print out a protein, just like the printer in your office. So you print out enough of these toxic proteins and you're sick. They attack your body and get the cells. Now here's an interesting headline from presenters dead from the vaccine. A guy named Dom Busby, 53 years old, suddenly developed a brain tumor, dead 11 weeks after he took the AstraZeneca kill shot. And the same thing is going on in the airline industry. British Airways has lost 4 pilots in the last week. Vaccine death. American airline companies, they're having the same problem, and they're starting to cancel flights. And they do report they have a pilot shortage, but they don't say why they're short on pilots. But it's easy to understand that when you're flying to 30,000 to 40,000 feet, anything that has a tendency to cause a blood clot is going to be more deadly at 30,000 feet than it would be at sea level. Not only that, if you're at 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet, you're exposed to all kinds of cosmic radiation coming in from outer space, all of which is a deadly combination. So pilots, flight attendants, and people who do a lot of air travel, you're putting yourself at great risk, especially if you have been vaccinated. Now, here's an interesting story about the same topic. You know that in Russia and in Spain, if you have been vaccinated, they will not allow you to get on an airplane. The people here are being told, if you're not vaccinated, you can't fly, you can't travel. So in Russia, if they find out that you've got this AstraZeneca vaccine, you can't get on a Russian plane. The same in Spain. Everybody's not crazy. Now, here's a headline that doesn't seem to have much to do about with COVID-19. But do you know that there's a water war going on? That there's water wars about to go kinetic in the U.S. as farmers are targeted by, quote, terrorist state governments that are deliberately collapsing agriculture. Now, this is especially true in California. California warns Central California farmers of possible water cutoffs due to drought. 6,600 farmers in Fresno area alone. So now what does that have to do with COVID-19? Well, that means drought. What do you think 90% of the produce, vegetables on your dinner table come from? The Central Valley of California. So if it's drying out from a drought, that might affect you. Now look at this, 49 people shot on Father's Day in Chicago. Gunshot victims up 90% in Minneapolis. Now if you actually check, you'll see some of these cities where you have skyrocketing violence and all kinds of crazy things going on. Those are highly vaccinated cities. So you might be looking at something that we touched on, sort of tongue-in-cheek, some people thought. I'll be, okay, I'm looking for some other headlines here, but I think those are the main ones I wanted to, here it is. There's two more I want to talk on. The vaccine campaign is now moving into children, the age group, 12-year-old and up. Even younger. Now, 86% of the people in that age group, adolescents, teenagers, in other words, 86% of them have severe side effects, the most common of which is migraine headache every day, ringing in the ears that they can't deal with. And, of course, the worst complication seems to be a cardiac event where a 13-year-old died of a cardiac event that doctors consider is like having a heart attack. And, of course, due to the vaccine. And for the reasons that I mentioned, when you get these ACE2 receptors, they're inside the heart itself, inside the coronary arteries that feed the heart. Well, if you get a blood clot in a coronary artery, well, that's the very definition of a heart attack. it shouldn't happen to a 13-year-old boy. How about this? 4,000 women report menstrual problems, including heavy bleeding and delayed periods after getting their COVID vaccine. And this even includes at least one 80-year-old woman who started having menstrual cycles. Now, as a surgeon, you see, if you tell me an 80-year-old woman is having vaginal bleeding, that's not menstruation. That's cancer. Let's get real here. 80-year-old women don't have a cancer, but they do get cancer. And now the data shows, is beginning to show, that people who have been vaccinated have an increased susceptibility to the variant. We're talking about this Delta variant. This is what Delta, I see, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta. Delta is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet. It's used in science when you see the letter Delta. Delta means change. So the Delta variant. So people who have gotten the shot have an increased susceptibility to these variants and illnesses and have a skyrocketing death rate. Now, some of you remember Dr. Luc Montagnier, Nobel laureate. He says, and others, he says, the vaccine campaign in the middle of a pandemic is a very bad idea because it produces lethal variants. And other people pointing out, and predicted, I should say, that this second wave of death that we're now in, 65% of the people who are going to die are going to die. 65% of the people who die in this second wave are going to be vaccinated people. So the more vaccinated you are, the more likely you are to die. And just in time, it says, Moderna is already preparing booster shots for vaxxed people. And the more shots you get, the more likely it is you have side effects. And here it goes. The post-vax heart condition looks like a heart attack in kids, reports a pediatrician. Dr. Fauci, let's flip, that Mark Zuckerberg offered him, quote, resources and money to do something for him. Now, here, this is the last, I would say there's so many stories that are coming out. I'll end on this last one because it leads to something else. This headline says, vax people are being tracked in real time with nanotech send, receive, tech in the vaccine, which, of course, we know is not a vaccine. It's an operating system. So vax people are being tracked in real time, GPS, everything. And then, of course, the nanosensor, the biogel. That is reporting your heart rate, your blood pressure, your body temperature, your breathing rate. It is reported that it can even sense your mood. And some say it can even read your thoughts and erase memory. One of the most disturbing changes in behavior that has been reported is not only the bizarre things that people are doing that's kind of zombie-like in some respect, but some people are reporting that vaccinated people don't know who they are. Not the vaccinated person doesn't know who he is, but the vaccinated person is married to a woman for 30 years, and suddenly he doesn't know who his wife is. And even when she proves to him that she is his wife, he insists you're not the same. It's not really you. And they have some funny name for that condition. And so you're starting to see that the people are not who they used to be. either to you or to them. You're not who you used to be to them, or they're not who they used to be to you. And so that leads to social confusion inside of a family. So these are all side effects of vaccination campaign. So it's 7:38, went a little longer, but that's been intended. But I think it's very important for us to understand in a wider perspective what is going on and what we're faced with. You see, it says, no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper. But how many weapons are ranged against us? Just one? No, many. So we need to be aware as broadly as we can of everything that's going on. I think the military calls that situational awareness. I think they call it that. So we should have situational awareness. So with that, I will end reading those headlines. And we're going to open up the lines for questions, or comments, or testimonials. And maybe we can go a little longer tonight than usual. Now, tomorrow night at 9 p.m., I'm going to be doing my show, The 19th Element, where I get to go into some detail on some of these other side stories. We're going to do part two of an interview that we did with Hip Hop Detox. And that's going to be next Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Look for it on their website and on the Facebook page for Hip Hop Detox. That's spelled with two X. And then the 29th of June, we're doing a program with Minister Rodney and Minister Ava. What is that called? The Plagues of the 21st Century. And that's going to be 8 p.m. next Tuesday. And I'm going to be back with Black Leroy this coming Thursday in New York, 7 p.m. And that's with Wisdom's Table. So these are events that your community project is going to be represented by yours truly, trying to get the word out. Remember, the fifth leg is education. We got to get the word out to everybody who needs to know, and that is everybody, because everybody's life is threatened. So, Sister Najma, can you please open the lines and hear from our...
Yes, sir. So for those callers who have a question or a testimonial, hit star 6 and the number 1, and that'll place you in your queue. Again, star 6 and the number 1. Caller 314, please state your name and the city you're calling from.
Yes, after. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
After receiving the injection, how long a period, the incubation period time when a person start having these various different symptoms that Dr. Arlene just mentioned in terms of sort of like going into a stage of senility and various different things like that, not knowing who they are. Is it a time process or each individual is different? And
okay, well, thank you for that.
I'm
sorry. How long does it take these symptoms to manifest? Well, we're finding out. Remember, the newly elected president is a little bit behind schedule. Remember, he was just installed in office, what was that, January the 20th, and he was sad because only 300 million jabs have been administered. So we're in the middle of the vaccine campaign. Now, according to Dr. Yearden worked for Moderna. I think he's retired now, but he was one of the research scientists that helped to develop these things. And according to Dr. Yearden, who turns out to be a whistleblower in retirement, he says, number one, your government is lying to you about everything. And he says, number two, these vaccines are not vaccines, and he goes into the details of what they really are. And he says they're designed to kill you. The third thing that he points out is they're not designed to kill you overnight. He used the word time release. He says they're programmed so that they have their effect gradually over a period of time. And the example that I recall that he used, he says, okay, we can program the vaccine to kill your liver in 9 months, not 9 minutes. or 9 hours or 9 days, you might figure out, oh, the vaccine caused my liver failure. For 9 months or a year and 9 months, it can be programmed. Remember, there are electronic components that are injected. That's why it's not a vaccine. It's an operating system. These are transmitters that both receive and transmit radio frequency and control H2 receptors. So what that means, that from a remote control, from a remote location, a person who is vaccinated, being tracked by the global grid system, the so-called Internet of Things, that person being tracked, you could also have a frequency of a disease dialed into them at any time. And so the question is, well, when would these effects manifest themselves? Well, think about the poor nurse, I think her name was Tiffany. She volunteered to receive the vaccine on TV down in, I think, in Tennessee. Well, she dropped dead right there on camera. But it didn't take her long to manifest symptoms. She dropped dead on the spot. But most people don't drop dead on the spot. According to the CDC, there's only 10,000 people who have died so far from the vaccine shot. Now, of course, they hide the fact that only 1% of the total adverse reactions get reported. So if 10%, I mean, if 10,000 is 1%, then what's the total? There'll be a million deaths. And we shouldn't have any confidence that they're reporting all of the deaths, because look what Governor Cuomo did. He hit, they said, 40% of the deaths in the nursing home. They didn't even report it. So suppose there are a million people who have already died from the COVID shot, and it would be a kill shot. And then, of course, the CDC is saying that there's, the last time I looked, there were a couple hundred thousand adverse reactions, same thing in Europe. And if that's only 1%.
So back to
say, well, wait a minute. There's several million people out there suffering. And if you look on social media, you'll see it. They have chat groups on Facebook and Twitter. And these are vaccinated people. And they're talking about their ears ringing and their skin burning and skin rashes and going blind and deaf and having throat problems and lung problems and problems in every part of their body. And doctors being baffled by the mirage, the myriad of symptoms that are plaguing these people. And usually the worst symptoms occur after the second shot, according to these people. And so 75% of Americans have received at least one shot. So you can rest assured that over the next month to year, you're going to see increasing morbidity and mortality from the people who have been vaccinated. And then if that was not bad enough, the vaccine is self-spreading. It's self-propagating. And so the vaccinated person has to do the responsible thing and quarantine themselves from unvaccinated people, because you will actually contaminate unvaccinated people with the vaccine that is making you sick. And you will literally make unvaccinated people as sick as you are, even though they never got the jab. So again, like I said earlier, the game has changed, and this is part of it. So to answer your question, you know, the side effects that I mentioned are stretched out over a period of time, and they are designed that way. And so we really, that's another reason why we're doing the research that we're doing, so we can give a more exact answer to a very good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Aline, this is Mr. Dozier. I took the Paxlovid, and I was diagnosed with the virus. Though my body seemed to be strong, and it didn't show any strong pains or anything like that, and I was constantly taking the Paxlovid. What do you think I should do from here?
Well, I think you should keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad you raised that. You see, you're doing the right thing up till now. That was, mm-hmm. It is part of the right strategy. But what has to be added to it is you have to protect yourself not so much anymore against the viruses, because the Paxlovid will continue to protect you even against the Delta variant or any other variant. See, every time they start a new booster campaign, you're going to get a new variant. And it's going to be worse than the one that was there before. But the Paxlovid will handle any virus. I don't care how bad it is. So you're good on the viral front. Just keep doing that. But what you have to do, in answer to the question that I raised, how strong can we make our foundation? And now that's partly up to you. How strong can you make your foundation has to do with how serious are you about your nutrition. And so if you are eating a good diet, following how to eat to live, eating and drinking the raw milk, real good, solid nutritional diet, and then, of course, in addition to that diet needs to be supplemented. So I've created what I call the spike protein protocol, because some people cannot follow my advice. The best advice to handle the spike protein is you stay in your house and you isolate yourself from everybody, because there is no way to be sure that you aren't going to encounter somebody who's shedding the spike protein. So stay at home. Many people say, well, that's impossible. I can't do that. I have to be out. Okay, well, then you're going to encounter the spike protein and you're going to inhale it, or you're going to touch somebody, or somebody's going to spit on you or sneeze on you, and you're going to be infected with the spike protein. So there's a spike protein protocol on my website, draaleem.com, and the heavy doses are for people who have been vaccinated. You roll up your sleeve, and they stuck that needle in your arm. Okay, so you see the two dosage columns. One is for the vaccinated people. The other would be someone that was just exposed to a vaccinated person. So if somebody in your household is vaccinated, you need to be on the spike protein. If somebody in your workplace has been vaccinated, you need to be on the spike protein protocol. If you're trying to go to school or you're trying to be on a sports team or do whatever, you are around vaccinated people, or you're on trains and planes and buses, you're out in the shopping malls and whatever you're doing, when you're around vaccinated people, because 75% of Americans are vaccinated. They're shedding the S protein, and if you aren't careful, you're going to catch it. Now, again, let me repeat myself. If you were being 100% careful, you wouldn't be in the mall. You wouldn't be in the restaurant. You wouldn't be on the bus. You wouldn't be on the plane. If you were being cautious, if you were being careful with your life, if you were taking what I'm saying to you seriously, you would not be out there in the public endangering yourself, because it's almost inevitable that you will get infected with the S protein if you are out there like that. So you can find that at draaleem.com. And so I would add that, brother. You sound like you're doing good. And so just get your nutritional foundation, solid like it's supposed to be. Sounds like you know how to do that. And then you just go to the website, and depending on what you think your risk level is, and then you select either the antiviral protocol or the spike protein protocol. And right now, I'm strongly recommending hit the spike protein protocol, because, hey, 75% of your friends and neighbors are vaccinated. They're going to give it to you.
Okay.
Now, here's something before the next call. I was looking for this headline. I didn't see it. But it's all over the news now that 2 weeks ago, people were surprised that vaccinated people were magnetic. Now it's understood. That's because magnetic nanoparticles are injected as a part of the vaccine. They call them spions, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. They call them spions. Now, guess what? Remember, how long ago was it they had a hack? Somebody hacked the energy pipeline, and then right after that, somebody hacked the meat packing plant. Well, now, guess what happened while the meat packing plant were shut down? Apparently, somebody got in there and vaccinated the chickens. Somebody got in there and vaccinated the pigs. Somebody got in there and vaccinated the beef. So now people are buying chicken and beef and pork chops and whatever they like to buy, and they bring it home, and it's magnetic, just like they are. So it means that the chicken got the same vaccine you got. The cow got the same vaccine you got. And so if they don't get you one way, they're going to get you another way. So my recommendation, of course, is to stay home. Take care of your own food supply. But if you must go out and purchase these things, say at the supermarket, take a magnet with you. And take a magnetometer. If you must go out and eat in a restaurant, take a magnetometer with you to make sure that what you're eating isn't vaccinated meat or chicken. And then, of course, it could all be synthetic anyhow. We're not even sure if the meat that is on the market is actually natural meat. Because Bill Gates fooling around with meat printers. He said anybody should be eating synthetic meat to save the planet. Not to mention the fact he's the biggest owner of farmland and most of the fast food restaurant chains, they buy all their food from him. Bill Gates is the man. So be careful with the food supply. It's also been vaccinated. And magnetic nanoparticles have been found in organic bananas. You think so? So what we're dealing with is a poison food supply, along with everything else. Well, I've been talking in the past, I've mentioned the word famine. And people will say, well, the supermarkets are full of food. The shelves are not empty. What do you mean, famine? Was like that old poem that somebody wrote that speaks, the rhyme of the ancient mariner. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Food everywhere, not a morsel to eat. Because it's been contaminated unless you grew it yourself. Unless you know the source of that food and it's not contaminated. And so you need to think about these things very deeply. Because the world around you has changed and the usual activities and the usual habits, the way we go about our daily lives, if you keep doing it the same way you have always done it and you think about it the same way you have always thought about it, you're going to be destroyed.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front.
shit I've been through probably offends you. This is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead, redemption, scholars, fathers, dead, with kids, and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than
racism
in recent
years. I live
about
my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how I dish when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching to the planet, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stage, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Power, Black Power. Welcome, Black, New Black Panther Party Radio. As we were playing the most recent version of the Your Immunity Project, Dr. Aleem Abdul Muhammad, and he gave critical information on this COVID-19 vaccine and the problems at hand. Our position today, as it has been since the original incident, the assault, the racial profiling, that we first witnessed in the release of the watered-down, revised, and edited version of the body camera footage from the pig department in Daytona Beach, as they have attempted and continue today to frame and subvert a story, a lie, against a great Black man, a great militant of the Black nation, and Comrade Ozone. Our position today, as it has been since the first day, is Ozone is innocent. That is our position. Our position has been to push the line on the freedom for the brother. We will direct you to justice. The number 4ozone.com. Justice, the number 4ozone.com, to donate to the legal battle of our brother as it ensues right in front of our very eyes. We heard from Dr. Aleem Abdul Muhammad on the wickedness of the white man's biological weapon in the COVID-19 that has given way to the biological weapon of the vaccine. So much was said, so much critical information. We want to hear from the people here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio, as it is every night, pressing number one, and we will bring you live into this broadcast. We want to hear from the people. What do you think about this vaccine campaign that now has been revealed to have created a new strand, have mutated a new strand that they are calling the Delta strand, the fourth strand of a wicked pandemic, of a scheme to make viral of the very cell of the original people of the earth, to cause the situation to create a culture of fear around just everyday life, trying to force people in the house behind the couch to close all the blinds and don't go out. And at the same time that this wicked scheme of a biological weapon have been released, the pigs, the police state, have escalated their warfare against Black people, or the war in general, and have increased their brutality and increased their targeting and their infiltration and their defamation of the freedom fight. All while the COVID-19 scheme
have been going down. There have been a continued ethnic cleansing and genocide on the side of the armed state of the American criminal regime. Black men and black women murdered every day in the streets of America since the COVID-19 scheme had been released, the biological weapon, and before that. It's big trouble to be in the hills of North America and not be standing for our survival and solidifying the future of our survival. Although it is that our victory is assured, we must fight until the battle is won. We recognize that the government, those that are designed to go into open war with black people, it is white versus black. It is a racial tension. It is a racial war. It is a civil war as they attempt to drive a wedge and mark the line in the sand. It is a divine thing now because the truth is at the front of the division that is being made onto our people by the white man. The truth is at the front, and the truth will win. We told the truth about the COVID-19, and we urged and strongly recommended, and we just straight out told you, don't take the damn vaccine. And some of us did. Some of you did. Some of our people, Dr. Eileen said, 75% of the population of this nation have been vaccinated. 75% are magnetic infected with a S-protein prion virus, a new strain of a coronavirus, a new strain of something that eats away at the DNA. He talked about many losing their memory, getting brain tumors. He talked about many just dying from the injection, having magnetic nanoparticles injected into the veins, and they're moving throughout the body, a organic and original people with iron and metallic magnetic, you know, electronic mechanisms injected into the body. What a wicked scheme. What a wicked scheme. But we can defeat that. We've given the instructions to defeat that. But who is really, you know, critically responding to the future of our survival, to the future of your survival? Are you critically responding to the future of your survival? What is the future of our survival? We allow for them. Dr. Eileen talked about how now they're targeting, as they always have, to vaccinate the youth, age 12 and up, trying to destroy them as they go into what we consider the teenage years. We see the assault of the medical murder that takes place every day in the so-called public health services of America and European nations internationally, who go to war, genocidal war, using biological and chemical warfare on the continent of Africa. They use biological and chemical warfare here in America. And again, as this pandemic has unfolded, and as it unfolds every day, as it escalates and as it moves into more wicked sciences and infects more people and gives more people viruses and different mutations of viruses, there is an assault. There is constant human rights violations due to the genocide caused by the American police state, the pigs, in every city in America, in every state in America, all over this nation. Black men, women, and our children are murdered by the pigs, freedom fighters, who stand in defense of those black people who are murdered by the pigs, murdered by private citizens of this region, white vigilantes, Arab vigilantes, Latino vigilantes, all of these devils who outright murder black people. And when it is the pig, there is no capture, there is no pursuit, there is no investigation. There is a dog and pony show, a circus of a trial, or a underhanded, under the table settlement of some money, and that does not deal to the demand of justice and the cause of justice for the entirety of our black people who face war and conditions of war and critical conditions and of survival and menticide and physical genocide, and as Dr. Arlene said, kinetic war, magnetic war. On every level, there is war being waged on us. On every level, biological warfare has not brought a halt to the police murder. The police murder has not brought a halt to the biological warfare, nor has anybody outside of those who we know as great freedom fighters brought any real hope or any real design to defend the future of our black nation. I have demonstrated strategies for our freedom and independence. It's for these reasons that we must back and black those freedom fighters who have sacrificed and continue to sacrifice what is necessary that we can solidify the future of our survival. I mean, we seriously have to look at this. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every year celebrating the white man's holiday, buying the best that the white man has made, buying the top line of the entertainment and luxury product that the white man has made. We know that we do this. We are caught in this position many times because we are not prepared. We must grow our own food. Dr. Arlene talked about, if you were listening, how even the bananas have been vaccinated. The damn banana, the fruit and the vegetables are being vaccinated. So it means that we must grow our own food. We should have already been growing our own food. And as the report really went, hell, it looks like many of us need to either be having cattle and chicken and livestock on our self-maintained farm, or we need to completely cut back or let go of the meat because the meat is contaminated with the vaccine. But these antiviral solution, immune-building solution that we have given can defeat any virus. In fact, so it is about our response. It is about our critical response, not a emotional reaction. Not a reaction based on our belief, because we don't care what you believe. We're telling you what it is, what the truth is. A belief can be debated and talked about, but the truth is like it is. And the truth is, our stance today is that the biological warfare and the chemical warfare through the COVID-19 works hand in hand with the constant infiltration and the constant surveillance, criminalizing and attempting to demoralize the liberation struggle in this nation that is carried out by the freedom fighters of this nation, as it has been demonstrated in the wicked propaganda, information war, illegal kidnapping, illegal incarceration, and holding enslaved a free black man in Conrad Ozone, in Daytona Beach, Florida. We know these things to be true because we are freedom fighters here in the new Black Panther Party. So we speak for the freedom fighter. We speak for the masses of black people, whether they know it or not. We are those who are carrying out the struggle that must be carried out. It is no sentiment. It is what must be done. We appeal to the masses of black people, but we recognize that 75%, as Dr. Arlene said, of the masses have been vaccinated. We know that the majority of our own people are in that percentage. Think like niggas, slave minds, willing to stick their arms out. We will give ourselves to the needles and to the wicked sciences of the white man, but will we give ourselves to the liberation of our people? Worried about what the white man says to do. If he says you will get vaccinated, you go. So when we say there is a call for the demand of justice for a brother who would make the time to get on the ground for your loved ones if they were murdered in the streets of America, or if they were murdered by the vaccine, he would make time, Brother Ozone, like we would make time to respond to the crimes against humanity committed by the white man against our people. There should be more support for our freedom fighters. And it shouldn't just come and bound and reap when they are kidnapped. There should be more support when we're free and doing what it is that's necessary for the freedom and liberation of our people. We got to get it together. And where we are putting our energy at, when it is a matter of the future of our survival, we have got to get it together when it comes to where we are putting our money, where we are putting our energy and our time. Because although we are the original people, we are the, even we are the those before time, those before time was recorded by the white man. When we were recording the time and we were recording the time alone, we know we have plenty of time because we are the first and we will be the last. But family, we don't have any time to waste. We have no time to waste. We have to think as it is a matter of the future of our survival. We must believe as it has been demonstrated by the actions of the wicked oppressive regime. We are in war. We are at war. We are at war and we are in war. When you are in war, you are being attacked. You're being bombed. You're being shot at. You're being dragged out of your vehicle and beat. You're being incarcerated. You're being kidnapped. You're being held against your will in a nation that was stolen from the original people of that nation. And the ancestors of your people were used to build a nation. And every law has been broken to build the nation. And every law is broken today to keep it intact and keep it operational for the oppressive regime. But when you're at war, you are not just in it, you are at it, which means that you take accountability for yourself in the war, which means you will defend yourself by any means necessary. When you are at war, you are always engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of our people. That is freedom. As is stated, and as we have stated, this is the hour of the apocalypse. We must grow our own food. We must store water. We must take all the coins that we have and buy weapons, ammunition. We must take all the coins that we have and design gardens for ourselves, in our homes, outside of our homes. Grow our own food. If you want meat, get some livestock. Get some cattle. We must take control of our communication line. We must take control of the information in the media. This is the hour of the apocalypse. Our stance tonight, as it has been, is Brother Ozone, is innocent. We appeal to the masses when we say, donate to the Brothers Legal Battle at justice4ozone.com. And we say to all of our beautiful black people, it's time that we stand up for those who stand up for us, make it possible that we are able to continue this fight. We want to hear from the people. What does everybody have to say here on New Black Panther Party Radio? Atlanta calling in tonight. Is this Brother Abdul, Black Power Brother Abdul? Can you hear me? Black Power out of Atlanta, comrade. Can you hear me? All right, Brother Abdul, your mic is open. Can you hear me, Black Power? All right on, brother, right on. Try it again. Press the one. Press one again. All right, we got our brother Emmanuel on the line. Comrade, Black Power, can you hear me? Houston, Texas, Black Power.
Black Power, comrade. Black Power, can
yes,
you hear
sir,
me?
Yes, Black Power. I can hear you, Black Power.
Black Power, giving all honor to those who came in the great line of divine before us, those that will come after us, and most importantly, those that are here now. We want to thank everyone who has tuned in today. For those that are here today or new, yesterday is the past and tomorrow is not known. So I want to share with you something that goes exactly with the subject for tonight. Entertainment is a statement at the introduction of a show. And the words to the song goes as follows. I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual. I am the inspiration that made Lady sing the blues. I'm the spark that gets your idea bright. The same spark that opens up your mind so you can know the left from the right. I am the ballot in the box, the bullet in the gun. I am the inner glow that lets you know to call your brother son. I'm the story that just begun, the promise of what's to come, and I will remain a soldier until the war is won. Those words, although brought to you in a form of entertainment, have substance when you hear exactly what is being given to you, and you will digest the message because it is pertaining to you. You are all those things and more, but you must know these things. You must not let your mind go past the mark at which it's set to receive. And the mark for you, the mark for me, the mark for us, is to return back into a oneness with our Creator. So we bring each other truth. We bring each other knowledge. We bring each other love. Bring each other guidance. While we do that, we pass this on to the next generation. So remember, in all of your entertainment, in all of your music, in all of your shows, in all of those things that are called history, pay attention, be vigilant, don't miss the mark, catch the message lying there for you. We are people that speak slang, metaphors, euphemisms. We are non-literal, yet we are literal. So we must understand each other. If we know what we are doing today, it's no different what was being done yesterday. And we'll know our past ancestors have done the same. And that is our job to go back, restore our minds through re-education, and grasp a hold of all those messages that have been here. And when we use those things in our daily, everyday struggle, we come out victorious. As we said in the past, attitude denotes a person. Well, a person's attitude is what their habits and their body displays in actions. So it is your attitude that must be disciplined. It is your attitude that must stay focused, and the body follows. As they always said, if you take out the top, and the bottom will crumble. But that's what they said. If you know better, and you know the root is the strongest part of the tree. We are the root of this planet. We're going nowhere but up. So it is our divine obligations, our divine blessing, our divine honor to give to those that which was given to us. For we stand in the time of being able to read, being able to speak, being able to decipher, being able to decode all those things in the past that was taken from us, the knowledge of all things. So we will not leave out anything, no crap, no corner. We will get it all, for it all belongs to us. As our many ancestors have told us before, it is our time, and this is God's doing, and it is divine, and I see no wrong in it. So I leave my brothers and sisters as I come to my brothers and sisters, hoping that the peace that only God can give be with you. For God is you, and you are God. And if you treat yourself in a righteous manner, then you will receive what you have taught yourself, and you will have life abundantly. If you teach yourself in an unrighteous manner, then you will receive what you have taught yourself, and
unrighteousness begets death, destruction. So it is your choice. We can all choose for ourselves, but each one that is hearing must choose for themselves. So I can't make you do anything. I can wish, I can hope, I can inspire, I can plant, but it is up to you to grow, to receive, and to emulate back onto those who are watching you always so that they too themselves can sprout into the thing in which the Creator gave them dominance on this planet, dominance on this earth, over all things. That is our divine destiny. That is what we are seeing. And that is why, until the war is won, we remain soldiers. We are the ballot, the strength in the box. We are the bullet in the gun. We are the interglow that lets us all know to call those deserving of the title daughters and sons. When you understand that, you know who you really are. You will join up with your brothers and sisters on the battlefield in honor of those who sacrificed theirs in the past to get you where you are now. Wherever you stand, whatever platform you're on, build love as you would love and build yourself. Ye are the gods now, so the book says. Our time has come. Give us to us, Khalid. One love.
One love. Black Power, Comrade Emmanuel. Black Power to everybody who's been listening into this broadcast. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense at www.nbpp.org. Donate to the legal battle of Brother Ozone, our comrade, a brother who, you know, obviously, as we can clearly see from the actions of the pig departments that we have encountered, you know, due to our on-the-ground investigation, you know, them attempting to pin us down and opening fire, trying to cause a situation. Open gunfight. This is what they're trying to do. We say to all freedom fighters, you need to be on posts very strong, always watching your back. Don't be out here slipping. It's very key. We're wise in how we're moving, wise in the things that we say, the things that we do. They're trying their best. Again, they're trying their best. So let's be wise, family. Let's be very wise.
Teach him about Nat Turner. I teach him about Denmark Vesey. I teach him about Gabriel Prosser. I teach him about Toussaint Louverture. I teach him about Henrik Christophe. I teach him about Gasoline the Ferocious. I teach him about Will the Executor. I teach him about Bookman. I teach him about Nzinga. I teach him about Kandase. I teach him about Queen Ya Asantewa. I teach him about the warriors and the freedom fighters. God damn it, I'm looking at a whole audience full of Holocaust victims. All of you, you and you and you and you and you. All of you are Holocaust victims. Every last one of you.
RBGs, you know what I mean? It's war, you know what I mean? Yo, Stick, you know what I mean? Shit be real on war. The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs, it's a
takeover, not a makeover. Yeah. The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. Run you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. Popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered I'ma do the yellow, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it kids versus beans or B versus Ho? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DP, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all goes down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war.